Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 37.
翻到以后我们一起来念。
Let's read all together.
他爱了你的列祖，所以拣选他们的后裔，用他大能亲自领你出了埃及。好，这里到这里，大家很多人还没有翻到。今天早上我们求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us this morning.
因为我们相信很多人都没有睡好。
Because a lot of have not sleep well.
所以我们早上可能都有点疲倦。
Maybe we are a little bit tired this morning.
所以我们要求主的怜悯。
We ask for His mercy.
特别早上我们要念的经节又比较多。And
this morning we will read a lot of verses.
头一节圣经告诉我们神为什么拣选我们。
The first verse tells us that the purpose of God in selecting us.
我们下面要念一节圣经是告诉我们神怎么样拣选我们。
And the second verse that how why God selected us.
我们读以弗所书第1章14节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14.
对不起，第1章第4节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前神为圣洁，无有瑕疵。好，第1节告诉我们神为什么拣选我们。 第2节告诉我们神怎么拣选我们。下面我们要念几节圣经，要告诉我们神为什么要拣选我们。First
part is why He chosen us. Secondly, how did He selected us?
我们回到生命记第7章第6节。Let's
go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Deuteronomy把那个生命记那个地方啊。 把它做个记号，因为我们等一下还要回到生命记。
Put the mark, a bookmark, on the book of Deuteronomy because we will go back to the book of Deuteronomy often.
第7章第6节。
Chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people and help all people who are under faith.
这里讲到神为什么要拣选我们呢？因为他要我们做圣洁的民。The
purpose of God in choosing us that we might be a holy people unto Him.
他要从地上的万民中拣选我们。Chosen
us out of all the nations of the earth.
特作自己的子民。That
He will that we will be His people.
好，我们把生命记暂时做一个记号，然后翻到诗篇33篇。
Let's go to Psalms chapter 33. Psalms 33.
12节。 33:12。诗篇33篇12节，我们一起来。以耶和华为神的，那国是有福的；他所拣选为自己产业的，那民有福的。这一节圣经告诉我们。 神拣选我们，需要我们做他的产业。This
verse tells us that He has chosen us that we might be His inheritance.
我们再翻到《使徒行传》22章14节。
Acts chapter 22. The book of Acts chapter 22.
22章14节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
22:14。好，我们一起念，预备来。他又说：“我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得救那记者，听见他口中所说的声音。”这节圣经告诉我们，神拣选我们，是要我们明白他的旨意。God
has chosen us that we might know His will.
好，再回到生命记18章第5节、第6节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 6 and 7. Chapter 18. verse 6 and 7. 5 and 6.
好，我们一起来。因为耶和华你的神从你各支派中将他拣选出来，使他和他子孙永远侍奉耶和华的名，日立侍奉。利未人无论寄居在以色列中，若从那里出来，一心愿意到耶和华所拣选的地方。好，我们就听到这里。刚才我们一共念了五节，六节圣经。
We have read about six verses.
第一节圣经告诉我们，神拣选我们的原因。
The first verse tells us the purpose of God, why He has chosen us.
我们有没有想到过神为什么拣选你，为什么拣选我？
Have we think why God has selected us, you and me?
如果我们想的话，我们就会发现我们实在想不通。
If we think, but get through with our mind.
因为像我们这样的人，实在没有一点是值得神来拣选我们的。
Like we are not worthy for of His selection.
我们怎么样想，我们都想不出一个合理的原因。
We can never find a reason why He has chosen us.
只有一个原因让神来拣选我们。
There's only one reason that He has selected us.
就是神爱我们。
Because He loves us.
这实在是我们一个非常宝贵的一个思想。
It's a very precious mind.
不论我们在什么样的一个环境的里面。
No matter what condition we are.
我们都要认识，我们都要思想这一件事。
We should know and meditate this one thing.
就是神爱我们这件事。
God loves us.
我曾经读过这样的一个故事让我很感动。
I read one story that really touched me.
他说有一个人啊，他生在一个很贫穷的一个家里。
A person was born in a very poor family.
他的父亲是做矿工的。
His father is a miner.
Yeah. 所以等到他年纪稍长的时候呢，他觉得他要到外面去自己发展。
When he grew old already, he think that he should go out.
结果他就到了一个大城市去了。
Then this person went to a city.
他到大城市里面呢，结果他就不务正业。
When he was in a city, then he progressed.
不务正业，是不做正当的事。
He do something that is unlawful.
后来他就生了病。
Then he got sick.
他就发现一件事啊，当他身体好的时候呢，他有很多的朋友。
When he is healthy, he had a lot of friends.
当他生病以后呢，他就没有朋友。
But after he got sick, he has no friends.
一个人在城市里面又生病，就日子就很难过。
When a person in the city got sick, it's hard for him to go through this day.
他就没有办法，他只好回到家里面。
There is no way that he should go back to his own home.
在家里呢，来养病。
In home, he take care of his body.
他的父亲仍然是非常的穷苦。
His father is still a very poor person.
而且他父亲也不过是大病刚刚好。
And his father just got well from his sickness.
但是为了要来让这个儿子的病能够好呢，他父亲就勉强出去工作。
But in order that his son's sickness will get well, his father forced himself to go out and work again.
等到这个儿子稍微身体好一点呢，他又想离开家了。
When this son, his sickness is almost well, then he still think of going out of his home.
因为他觉得父亲他自己已经成年了，不要让父亲再来养他。
He feels that he's already grown of age, that he there's no longer for his father to take care of him.
但是这个父亲呢就很不愿意让这个儿子走。
But his father doesn't want his son to go away again.
但这个儿子呢就一定要走。
But his son insisted that he should go away.
有一天呢，他们离开的时候，他父亲就去送他。
Then when the time has come that his son should go away,
父亲就送他。
His father sent him.
他们走到一直往那个车站走去。
While they are walking, walking towards the station.
这个父亲就跟他儿子说了。
Then his father tells his son.
他说我很盼望我是一个大富翁。
I hope that I'm a millionaire.
他说今天如果我是一个富翁的话呢，你就不会离开我。
If I'm a millionaire, then you wouldn't leave me.
当然那儿子也没有说什么。
Then the son didn't reply.
后来他们就要分别的。
Then they are about to depart.
那个时候父亲就有点忧伤。
The father was sorrowful.
他回过走了几步以后呢，又回来。
After walking away for many steps, then he come back.
他就跟他的儿子握手。
Then he shook his son's hand.
然后他又走了。
Then he walk away.
那个儿子就发现他手里面多了一个东西。
But the son feel that in his hand there is something.
还打开呢，是一块金币。
opened it, it's a piece of gold.
他马上就发现了，那个是他父亲所有的东西。
He immediately know that this is all what the father has.
那个父亲所有的东西就在那一块金币里面。
All the riches of the father in this piece of gold.
那个时候他手上呢拿了那个金币呢，他的心好像被融化一样。
After holding this piece of gold, his heart seems softened.
他就认识了一件事情。
Then he knows one thing.
他发现了他的父亲是爱他的。
He discovered that his father loved him.
他从来没有认识这件事情。
He had never known this thing.
他只知道他的父亲不能够满足他的需要。
He only know that his father cannot satisfy his needs.
他只知道他的父亲是一个贫穷的。
He only know that his father is a poor man.
但是那一天，他发现他的父亲原来是爱他。
Yet on that day, he found out that his father loved him.
这个人就从那个时候开始改变了。
Then after this time, this person started to change.
不是因为父亲的钱让他改变。
Not because of the father's riches that he changed.
也不是因为那个父亲有的东西让他改变。
Not because of the thing that is given by the father thing that he changed.
而是他认为他发现。原来他的父亲是爱他。
Rather, he discovered that his father loved him.
原来在这个世界上还有一个人是爱他的。
He knows that in this world there is a person who loves him.
这个人如果是有真是有很多的钱的话，都是会给他的。
If this person is really rich, he will give all to this son.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要认识一件事。
Today, brothers, we should learn one thing.
就是我们天上的父亲是爱我们的。
We should know that this heavenly father loves us.
我们怎么知道他爱我们呢？
How do we know that he loves us?
因为他把他的儿子赐给我们。
Because he gave his begotten son to us.
因为他把他最爱的儿子都赐给我们了。
He gave his begotten son, beloved son to us.
还有什么他不会给我们的呢？
How much more will he give us?
这一件事情让我们活在这个地上的时候，我们每一天都要认识这一件事。
While we are living on this earth, we should keep on learning this one thing.
因为神拣选我们是因为他爱我们。
He selected us because he loved us.
他拣选我们是出代价的来拣选我们。
He selected us, he'd rather pay a price in selecting us.
他乃是在基督的里面拣选我们。
He selected us in Christ.
他用他的儿子的血来买赎我们。
He used the blood of his son in order to redeem us.
这就证明他爱我们。
This is a proof that he loves us.
我相信我们许多人都有这样的认识。
Today, many of us have this knowledge.
特别是我们好多位弟兄姊妹上个礼拜他们受浸来归入主的名下。
Especially last week, a lot ofbrothers and sisters were baptized in his name.
我们之所以愿意受浸归入主的名下，就是因为我们认识了这个爱。
We have been baptized into his name because we learned that he loves us.
我们受了这个爱的感动。
We have been touched by his love.
我们愿意来接受主。
We are willing to receive the Lord.
但是下面我们就有一个问题我们要问。
But lately we had a problem that we should ask.
今天神已经拣选了我们。
Since God has selected us.
我们也受浸归入主的名下。
And we are baptized into his name.
然后呢？
What's next?
神拣选我们的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose in He selecting us?
是不是我们受浸归入主的名下，我们就在这里等着将来有一天被提到天上呢？
Are we baptized into His name and we are waiting that He will put us into glory?
神拣选我们是不是只是让我们得救呢？
He selected us just to save us?
从我们刚才读的圣经里面，我们很清楚的知道，那不是主唯一的原因。
When we read the portions in the word, we know that this is not the sole purpose in selecting us.
从神的话语里面，我们至少看见神拣选我们有四个主要的一个目的。
In His selection, there are at least four main purposes in selecting us.
刚才生命记告诉我们，神拣选我们，要我们做圣洁的子民。
In Deuteronomy, it tells us that He selected us that we might be a holy people.
要从万民里面分别出来，特作他的子民。
That we are selected out of the many nations that we will be a holy people.
什么叫圣洁呢？
What do you mean by holy?
我们这些人有可能成为一个圣洁的人吗？
Can we be a person that is holy?
我想实在是很难。
It's very hard.
当我们如果彼此一个礼拜见面一次的话，我们可以很圣洁。
Once a week when we meet each other, we might be holy.
至少在那两个钟头之内我们可以很圣洁。
At least in these 2 hours we can be holy.
但是如果我们住在一起一个礼拜的话，我们就知道我们都不圣洁。
But when we live together for 1 week, we will know, discover that we are not holy.
因为我们这个人本身就是不圣洁的。
Because we personally in nature, we are not holy.
那是不是今天我们受浸了以后我们就圣洁了呢？
But after we have been baptized, are we holy?
是不是到水里面经过一下起来以后我们这个人就圣洁了？
After coming out of the water, are we holy?
我们这个人从此以后就不犯罪了。
From then on, are we holy and will not sin again?
如果我们这个人 乃是要靠我们的力量去圣去做一个圣洁的人的话。
If、according to our ability, we want to be holy.
我们是非常困难。
It's very difficult.
如果我们想，我们受浸以后，我就开始要求几件事情。
Then after being baptized, we determine that we should do something.
头一件事情，我就不恨人。
The first thing, I will not hate person.
第二件，也就不贪心。
I will not be envious.
第三是不欺骗。
Then I will not, you know, fool people.
好，你把这个几件事情列下去以后，发现呢，你马上就不能守了。
After setting up this standard, we feel that we cannot, you know, keep up to this standard.
这个不是神要我们圣洁的一个方法。
This is not the way in which God wants us to be holy.
那神要我们怎么样来做一个圣洁的子民呢？
How can we be a group of people that is holy?
神乃是要我们分别出来归给他。
That we will be separated unto him.
我们这个人如果不是把我们自己分别出来归给神的话，我们永远没有办法圣洁。
If we are not separated unto him, we can never be holy.
旧约里面说，归给耶和华就是叫圣洁。
To be separated unto Jehovah is to be holy.
所以圣洁不是不说谎。
To be holy is not to speak lies.
圣洁
not to speak lies.
圣洁也不是不偷窃。
To be holy is not to steal.
圣洁就是归给耶和华。
To be holy is to be separated unto Jehovah.
因为如果你这个人你真的归给耶和华的话，你就没有办法说谎。
If we are separated unto the Lord, then we can never tell lies.
如果你是归给耶和华的话，你就没有办法偷窃。
If we are separated unto the Lord, then we will not steal.
所以这是头一个神要拣选我们的目的。
This is the purpose in He selecting us.
乃是要我们分别出来归给他。
That we will separate ourselves unto Him.
我们这个嘴。是归给神的。
Our mouth is separated unto Him.
所以当我们要咒主人的时候，我们要记得这一件事。
If we are be an employer, we should remember this one thing.
我们要咒主。
When we are want to curse, we should remember this one thing.
当我们要骂别人的时候，我们要记得这个嘴呢已经归给神了。
If we want to reprimand people, we should remember that this mouth is already separated unto the Lord.
当你想到那一点的时候，就骂不出来了。
If we think of this one thing, then we will never speak foul words.
我们这个手。是被分别出来给神的人。
This hand is separated unto the Lord.
这个手那就要做事讨神喜悦的。
This hand is to do something that will please the Lord.
这个脚是归给神的。
This feet is separated unto the Lord.
在地上不是为自己奔走。
It's not that we will use these feet to do our own way, walk our own way.
我们这个人的智慧乃是为归给神的。
This our mind is separated unto the Lord.
不是为了自己来增加财富的。
Not unto ourselves that we will increase our riches.
这个叫做圣洁。
This is holiness.
把自己分别出来就是圣洁。
Rather, to separate ourselves unto the Lord is holiness.
如果我们不分别出来的话，无论我们怎么样做，我们都不能圣洁。
If we are not separated, no matter what we do, we can never be holy.
那个不过是在旧约的律法之下就是了。
It's altogether just under the law in the Old Testament.
怎么样才能分别为圣呢？
How can we be separated and holy unto holiness?
就是那个羊。被放在那个祭坛上的时候，那个羊就分别为圣。
When a lamb was separated and put on the altar, this is holiness.
所以罗马书告诉我们，我们要怎么样，像一个活祭一样。
In Romans it said we should be a living sacrifice.
神不要死的，不要死的，神要活的。
The Lord doesn't want something that is dead. He wanted something that is living.
因为死的不会赞美他。
Because the dead cannot praise him.
所以神要活的。
The Lord wants something living.
但是呢，神不要那个活的呢，到处乱跑的。
But he doesn't want something living that is running around.
神要那个活的站在祭坛的上面。
He wants something living that is upon the altar.
这是新约里面主要的一个。
This is in the New Testament what the Lord wants.
这就是圣洁。
This is holiness.
不在你做的。
Not according to what we do.
在你站的。
But according to what you stand.
你站在祭坛上就圣洁。
When you are upon the altar, then you are holy.
站在其他的地方就很难圣洁。
When you are in other place, you can never be holy.
这是主拣选我们的目的。
This is the purpose in God in selecting us.
叫我们做圣洁的子民。
That we will be a holy people.
第二
，second point.
刚才我们读到诗篇三十三篇里面讲到
，In Psalms chapter 33, it says,
神拣选我们来做他的产业。
He selected us that we might become His inheritance.
这个是很宝贵的一件事。
It's a very precious thing.
就我们是神拥有的东西。
That we are His inheritance.
这一件事情是很重要的一件事。
It is a very important and crucial matter.
所以得救以后，你在你的家里面，你就要知道你是属于神的东西。
After we are saved and we are in our home, we should know one thing that we are God's inheritance.
神你的家人看见你呢，就好像看见神一样。
And when the people see you in your house, they will know that you are God's inheritance.
如果你在你的家人的面前没有见证的话，神就受到羞辱。
If you don't have any testimony in your home, then God will be put to shame.
我们如果在旧约的时代，如果有个东西是你的话，你就要打上一个印记。
If in the Old Testament, you own something, you should put a mark on it.
就像好像如果牲畜的话，身上呢要打上一个印记，证明呢那个是属于你的。
Like a
牲畜。
You should put a seal on the thing you own.
Yeah. 同样的，今天神也在我们身上打了一个印记。
Today God has put a seal upon us.
神在我们身上打了什么印记呢
？What kind of seal did God put upon us?
圣经上告诉我们，神用圣灵当作印记印在我们的身上。
He used the Holy Spirit to be a seal upon us that we are His own.
所以我们每个人身上都有印记。
So every one of us has a seal.
不管你常常想到没有，那个印记都在你的身上。
No matter what you think, this seal is always upon you.
那个印一盖呢，就表示你是神的产业了。
When the seal is sealed upon you, then you are God's inheritance.
那个印呢，不但是证明我们是神的产业。
Not only this seal is a proof that you are God's inheritance.
这个印也帮助我们成为神的产业。
And this seal also helps us to become God's inheritance.
圣灵在我们的里面要工作。
The Holy Spirit works in us.
让我们这个人越过越像神的产业。
That we will become God's inheritance.
感谢神，我们乃是为了彰显神的。
Praise the Lord, we are here to express God.
我们神人呢、常常不能了解这件事。
Man can never know this thing.
就是神来拣选我们的目的，是要我们人来彰显神。
When God has selected us for one purpose that we might express Him.
因为神呢、太丰富了。
God is so rich.
他造了各式各样的万物。
He has created many things.
那些都是那么的美好。
And they are so good.
但是呢，他还要来造人。
But he still wants to create man.
因为只有人能够把神的那个形象彰显出来。
Only man can express his image.
这个宇宙万物都不能。
All the creatures cannot express.
这个飞鸟走兽都不可以的。
The birds cannot express.
只有人可以彰显神的形象。
Only man can express God's image.
所以他把我们拣选出来。
So he has selected us.
给我们盖上印。
And put on a seal.
让我们成为他的产业。
That we might become his inheritance.
这是何等宝贵的一件事。
It's a very precious thing.
这 还不是神所有的目的啊。
This is not still all the purpose of God.
第三个，
在 third point,
使徒行传也告诉我们。
In Acts, it tells us.
好了，神拣选我们，乃是要我们明白他的心意。
God has chosen us that we might understand His will.
这个目的呢，又往上高了一层了。
Then we come to a higher standard.
神不仅是要我们作为他的产业
，Not only God wants us to be His inheritance，
彰显他的荣耀
，That we might express His glory，
他要我们来明白他的心意
，He wants us to know His will。
当那个保罗被神呼召的时候
，When Paul was selected by God，
这一句话呢，就是给了保罗
，And this word was being given to Paul，
就拣选他，乃是要他明白神的心意
，That He has chosen him that he might know His will。
我们看见明白神的心意何等重要
，To know His will is a very important thing。
保罗的生命做了何等大的改变
，Paul's life has a big change，
因为他那一天不但认识了神，而且明白了他的心意
，Because on that day not only he knows God， he started knows God， he also know His purpose and will。
当保罗那个时候，神跟他讲话的时候，他就问了神一句话。
When the Lord was speaking to Paul, then God spoke, asked him a question.
保罗就问神说：“我当做什么
？”Then Paul asked, tell God, what should I do?
这句话就是要知道神的心意。
This is to the word, the meaning of this word is to know His will.
所有其他受造之物都没有办法明白神的心意。
All the creatures cannot know His purpose.
只有人。才能够明白神的心意。
Only man can know His purpose.
所以神要来拣选我们。
So the Lord has chosen us.
为了让我们来明白他。
That we might know His will.
为什么要明白主的旨意呢？
What is the purpose in knowing His will?
因为只有明白神心意的人可以侍奉他。
Only those person who knows His will can serve Him.
这是神拣选我们的第四个目的。
This is the fourth purpose in choosing us.
在生命记里面就告诉我们，神要拣选一般人出来，永远的侍奉他。
In Deuteronomy it says that He has selected a group of people that forever they will serve Him.
让这些人能够来完成神的心意。
That this group of people will fulfill His purpose.
当我们想到侍奉神的时候，我们常常想到是做一些事情。
When we think of serving God, then we think of doing something for Him.
好像为主传福音啊。
Maybe to preach the gospel.
好像在教会里面做一些服事的工作。
Or to serve something in the church.
也不错，这些事都是侍奉。
Yes, these things are to serve Him.
但是真正的侍奉乃是来完成神的心意。
But the real purpose in serving Him is to fulfill His purpose，
就是顺服在神心意的里面。
To obey what is in His will，
这就是真实的侍奉。
This is the real service。
所以这四个目的呢，是连贯在一起的。
And these four purposes have been made into one.
头一个，我们需要成为一个圣洁的子民。
Firstly, we should be separated to be a holy people.
我们需要成为一个站在祭坛上的人。
We should be a person who is standing on the altar.
如果我们不能做到这一点的话，其他三个目的都不能够完成。
If we cannot do this thing, then we cannot fulfill the other three purposes.
第二，就是要让我们成为神的产业。
Secondly, we should be selected to be His inheritance.
神就把圣灵赐给我们。
The Holy God gave us the Holy Spirit.
让我们不但能够成为他的产业，
not、
并且我们也能够在他的面前，在世人面前成为他的见证。
Not only we can be in His inheritance, but in the presence of the world, we can be His testimony.
然后神就要我们明白他的心意。
Thirdly, He wants us to know His purpose and will.
明白他的心意以后，就可以成为一个永远侍奉他的人。
So now, after knowing His purpose, then we can be a group of people to serve Him forever.
当我们得救，蒙恩得救以后
，After we are saved and redeemed.
当我们受浸归入主的名下以后
，After we are baptized into His name.
我们前面就有这么一条路要走。
There is a way for us to walk.
让我们这帮人能够达到神的目的。
That we will be this group of people to fulfill His purpose.
让我们常常在神的面前里面有这样一个态度
，that we should have this kind of attitude before God，
来学习怎么样来认识神的心意
，to learn how to know His purpose and will，
来学习怎么样侍奉他
，to learn how to serve Him，
这是一生的功课
，this is a lesson for a lifetime。
我们越学习就越明白神的心意
，the more we learn， the more we know His purpose。
我们越学习就越像他的产业
，the more we learn， the more we become His inheritance。
我们越学习就发现神的荣耀可以从我们的身上彰显出来
，the more we learn， the more we can express His glory through us。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当神来拣选人的时候
，when God has chosen man。
这个是神的心意
，This is His purpose。
但是需要人的配合
，But He needs man's coordination。
神用这个婚姻来预表
，He used marriage to be an example。
我们这道弟兄也曾经讲过，这个神永恒的心意可以用这个婚姻来代表。
Our brother used in order to fulfill His purpose, He used marriage as an example。
婚姻是两个人之间的关系。
Marriage is a relationship between two persons.
所以一个婚姻要成就的话，需要两个拣选。
In order to fulfill a marriage, there should be a selection, a choice.
如果今天只有一个弟兄他有一个负担，他去拣选了一个姊妹。
If only the brother has a burden to choose his sister.
但是那个姊妹里面没有负担做同样的拣选的话
，But the sister doesn't have the burden to choose the brother.
这个婚姻没有办法成功，对不对
？Then this marriage cannot be successful.
不要说婚姻了，就说朋友。
We will not speak about marriage. Let's speak about friendship.
就算那个朋友，朋友的那个关系呢，也是要双方面的。
The relationship between friends is also
two sides,
mutual.
要两个人都做同样的拣选。这个朋友才能够成立。
These two persons should have a mutual selection that this friendship can be successful.
同样，当神在创世以前，他有一个拣选。
God in before the creation, He has a selection.
有一个伟大的一个目的。
It's a big purpose.
这个拣选需要我们的配合。
This selection needs our coordination.
如果人配合神的拣选
，If man coordinated into His selection,
人也来选择神。
And man also selected God.
神的目的就能够达到。
Then his purpose can be fulfilled.
如果人不来拣选神
，If man didn't select God,
那神的目的就不能达到。
Then his purpose can never be fulfilled.
在旧约里面，我们看到一个人。
In the Old Testament, we see a person.
今天我们花一点时间来思想这个人。
Let's spend some time in meditating this person.
我们也思想这个人所做的拣选。
And let's meditate what selection he had made.
这个人就是罗德。
This person is Lot.
这个罗德实在是被神拣选的一个人。
Lot is a person chosen by God.
因为神把亚伯拉罕带领出那个他本家的时候，罗德也跟着他一起出来。
When the Lord selected Abraham to come out of his country, Lot also go with Abraham.
所以罗德呢就跟着亚伯拉罕一直走。
Abraham, Lot go with Abraham.
走到一个地方的时候呢，他需要做一个选择。
They come to a point that Lot needs to make a selection.
他们走到那个地方呢，这个时候他们需要他们的人多了以后，他们不能够在一起走
啊、because there are so many they cannot live together。
所以亚伯拉罕就让罗德说你选择一个地方。
So Abraham told God that you should select a place。
所以那个罗德呢，他就东看看西看看。
So Lot keep on looking around。
然后他就看到一块地非常的好。
Then he see a piece of land is so good.
那个地呢在约旦河以东。
This place is in the
Jordan,
east side of Jordan.
然后他就说他要选择那一块地。
Then he said he would choose this place.
他忘记了神为什么带领他们离开本家。
He had forgotten why the purpose of God in causing them to leave their home country.
神带领他们离开本家的目的是要进迦南地。
The purpose of selecting them out of the home country is to go into Canaan.
迦南地是在那个约旦河的西边的。
Because the Canaan is in the west side of Jordan.
所以他这样一选呢，就选到神的旨意的外面去了。
After selecting this, then he is outside of the purpose of God.
所以他就呢，慢慢带领他的家属们，就往约旦河的平原开始搬过去。
Then gradually he leads his children into the east side of Jordan.
慢慢就搬到一个城叫所多玛。
Then gradually they went into a city called Sodom.
然后呢，马上就有一些事情发生了。
Then after that, there's something that happened.
那个地方有很多的战争。
In there are a lot of battles going on.
圣经上告诉我们呢，有四个王跟五个王一起打仗。
Because at that place there are four kings against the five kings.
那个时候住在那边就很不舒服了。
Then to dwell in that place it would be very uncomfortable.
弟兄姊妹，这个环境是因为他的拣选的关系。
Brothers and sisters, this thing happened because of his selection.
罗德可不可以到主的面前说，主啊，你给我的环境实在是不好。
Can Lot say to the Lord, Lord, what you have given me, this condition around me, is really not good.
这么多的征战。
There are a lot of battles going on.
所以我不能好好的侍奉。
That I cannot, you know, serve you.
罗德没有权利做这样的一个说话。
Lot doesn't have the right to speak something like this.
因为是他的拣选，他到了约旦河平原的地方。
It is because of his selection that he is in the plains of Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常也落在这个光景的里面。
Today we are always in this kind of situation.
我们常常来觉得我们的环境上有很多的难处。
We feel that in our around us the situation is not so good.
这个环境呢，让我不能够好好的追求主。
And this situation causes us not to serve the Lord.
这个环境呢，让我不能够好好的服侍主。
This environment causes us not to serve the Lord.
你有没有这样想过？
You have this kind of thinking.
我相信我们很多人都这样想过。
Every one of us has this kind of meditation.
我们觉得主啊，你既然给我这样的环境，所以我不能侍奉你。
Today you give me such an environment, that's the reason why I cannot serve you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来思想一件事。
Today we should think of this one thing.
是不是因为我们拣选了约旦河的关系，才让我们落在那个环境里面？
Is it because we have chosen the east side of Jordan that we have fallen into such a condition?
不是每一个难处都是神量给我们的。
Not all the difficult situation has been given by God to us.
有些可能是神量给我们的。
Maybe some have been given by God to us.
为着我们的益处。
That is for our good.
但是很可能有些是我们自己拣选。
But there are something that has been, that happened is because of our selection.
因为我们要约旦河的平原，所以我们才落在那个环境里面。
Because we want the plains of Jordan in that we fell into such a condition.
罗德可以做一个选择。
Lot can make a selection.
回到迦南地区。
Go back to Canaan.
所有的环境都不在。
And everything will be different.
但是罗德没有做那个选择。
But Lot didn't make such a selection.
他虽然在那个环境里面，他还是停留在所多玛。
Even though he's such in a condition, he still stay in Sodom.
最后呢，他就被掳去了。
At last, he was being made captive.
他的财产，他的家人都被人掳去了。
All his inheritance had been made captive.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常也在这个光景的里面。
Brothers and sisters, many times we are in such a condition.
我们好像被掳去了。
We have been made captive.
我们的财物好像被掳去了。
Our things have been made captive.
今天我常常感觉一件事。
Many times I have such kind of a feeling.
就是我们的时间呢都被掳去了。
All our time has been made captive.
这个感觉特别的强最近。
And this feeling is very strong with me this time.
仿佛我们这个人的时间呢都不知道怎么样都不见了。
All our time has vanished away.
在很多年以前，当我还小时候，那个时候啊，人跟人碰面的时候，就是说你吃饱了没有？
Many years ago when I was young, when we meet some people, we said,Have you eaten?
现在你不听到这样话了。
Today we can never hear such word anymore.
现在两个人碰在一起。
But you meet some people.
你忙不忙啊？
Are you busy?
是不是这样子？
This is the question that we have heard.
你最近忙不忙啊？
Are you busy today?
好像我们每个人都很忙的。
It seems that everybody is so busy today.
是不是呢？
Is this the real reason?
我相信这里没有一个人说我不忙。
Not one will say I'm not busy.
每一个人都好忙啊。
Every person is very busy.
忙到什么程度呢？
To what extent are we busy?
还要早上起来忙忙碌碌的上班。
When we are so busy in going to work.
这样刚刚好可以赶上上班时间。
Only we come to just in time.
然后下班以后呢，就忙忙碌碌的回家。
After work, then we are so busy in going back home.
先把孩子接了。
Order to pick up your child.
然后呢，回家呢要忙忙碌碌的，要做饭。
Then we are so busy in making up our dinner.
然后弄完以后啊，又忙忙碌碌的把小孩子弄好。
Then after that, we are so busy in taking care of the children.
就希望他们马上睡觉。
Then we are so busy in going back to sleep.
等到小孩睡觉以后呢，我们发现我们已经一点力量都没有了。
After the children has gone to sleep, then we feel we don't have any strength anymore.
你不要说不要说追求主，就打开圣经都很困难。
Not saying that we should pursue the Lord, even in opening the Bible, we do not have the strength.
明天早上还有一些事情要预备，晚上匆匆忙忙预备好就睡觉。
So we are so busy in preparing something for the next day, and we so tired in going to sleep.
这就是我们的一天。
This is our full day.
所以五天都是这样。
Every day is the same.
好不容易呢，就周末到了。
Finally we come to the weekend.
就没有想到周末更忙。
Then, not knowing that the weekend is busier.
这个周末还要买菜。
In the weekend we should go and bought a shop.
这个周末还要送小孩上中文学校。
And we should send the children into the Chinese school.
现在天气来了，这个天气热了还要割草。
And the weather is hot, then we need to cut the grass.
还要整理家里。
Then we should clean the house.
我发现周末啊，比那个平常还要更忙。
And we feel that weekend is busier than the weekdays.
我们的时间都没有了。
Our time is gone.
都被掳去了。
It has been made captive.
然后我们常常都在想这件事。
We are keep on thinking this thing.
等到有一天我退休了以后。
One day if I retire.
那个时候我就好好的侍奉。
Then I will serve the Lord.
现在我实在是没有时间了。
Today I really don't have the time.
但我退休那个时候呢，我这个人就好好的追求。
When I retire, then I will surely serve the Lord.
可是呢，等到我们退休的时候呢，我们也不一定能够那样做。
After we retire, maybe we cannot still do the thing we wish.
我们还是现在来思想一件事。
But we should meditate on this thing today.
为什么我们的时间被掳去了？
Why is our time made captive?
为什么罗德被掳去了？
Why is Lot made captive?
罗德被掳去，乃是罗德做了一个拣选。
Lot was made captive because he made a selection.
因为他选择那个约旦河的平原。
Because he selected the plains of Jordan.
他选择约旦河的平原，他才会被掳去。
He selected the plains of Jordan. That's why he was made captive.
今天我们时间被掳去，也可能是因为我们的拣选。
Today our time has been made captive. It is because of our selection.
因为我们选择这样的生活方式。
Because we selected this kind of living.
我们选择这么忙。
We selected to be that busy.
我不知道你的约旦河平原是什么。
I don't know what is your plains of Jordan.
我们求主在我们里面给我们开启。
May the Lord really reveal.
是不是在我们的生活里面也有一个地方，有一个地方是约旦河的平原？
In our living, is there a place called the plains of Jordan?
我们就选择了那个地方。
And we choose this place.
因为那个选择的关系，我们的时间被掳去。
And because of our selection, our time was made captive.
罗德可以不要活在所多玛。
Lot can choose not to live in Sodom.
他只要过约旦河，他的一切的难处都没有了。
He needs just to cross the Jordan, and his troubles will be away.
同样的，如果在我们的生活里面是因为一个选择的关系，我们的时间被掳去的话
，If it is because of our selection that our time was made captive,
那我们只要重新选择，我们的时间就会回到我们的身上。
And we should make another selection, and this time will come back to us.
我们怎么知道我们被掳？
How do we know that we are made captive?
我们怎么知道我现在是被掳啊？
How do we know that today I'm made captive?
我想这个是很重要的。
It's very important.
是很好的测验。
It's a very good test.
就看看你有没有被掳。
Today we should know how are you made captive.
一个被掳的人有两个光景。
A person made captive has two kinds of conditions.
第一个光景呢，就是到神的面前祷告的时候呢，没有什么赞美的话。
A person when he prays, he doesn't have praises to the Lord.
这个就是因为被掳。
It is because he was made captive.
在那个圣殿里面啊，有一个香坛。
In the temple there is a
金香坛。
Incense altar.
那个香坛的那个香啊，是永远都在那里烧的。
And this incense in this incense altar, the incense keep on burning.
什么时候人到那个圣殿祷告呢？那个香呢就这样上去。
When a person goes to the temple and pray, this incense keep on going up.
这是一个没有被掳的人的一个光景。
And this is a condition of a person that is not made captive.
我们里面呢，就好像有一个香。
Today in us there is an incense altar.
那个香如果是点的话呢？如果是点着的话呢？
If this incense is burning,
什么时候我们来到神面前的时候，那个香就在上升了。
Every time when we come before the Lord, this incense was burning before God.
也许我们没有祷告，也许我们没有出声，那个香呢就是上升了。
Maybe we do not pray or we do not give a noise, but this incense keep on burning up.
来到主的面前，里面就喜乐了。
When we come before the Lord, we are happy.
听到主的话，里面就跳跃了。
When we hear the word of the Lord, then our spirit jumps.
如果是这样的话，你没有被掳。
Then if we are in such a condition, then we are not made captive.
如果是相反的话，
but,
可能你被掳。
But if it is the opposite, then we maybe are made captive.
还有另外一个测验。
Another kind of test.
就是你打开主的话的时候啊，有没有光？
When we open the word of God, is there light?
我并不是说那个有什么很大的光可以教导别人的那个光。
I'm not speaking about the great light that has been shining upon you.
这个光呢？就是让我们看见自己的本相。
Rather, this light is to see our own person.
当我们打开主的话以后呢，我们就看到自己。
When we open the word, we see ourselves.
这叫光。
This is called light.
这光不是照人家的。
This light is not to shine upon others.
这光是来照自己的。
This light is to shine upon ourselves.
每次一读打开圣经，那个光照自己呢，你没有被掳。
When we open the Bible and this light shine upon you, then we feel that we are not made captive.
如果你打开圣经的时候没有这样的光。
If we open the Bible and we don't have such kind of a light,
好像这个话跟我自己没有什么关系。
It seems this word has nothing to do with me.
可能已经被掳了。
Then maybe we are made captive.
如果我们是被掳的人，我们需要知道一件事。
If we are made captive, we should know one thing.
我们要重新选择。
We need to make another selection.
我们的被掳乃是因为我们错误的选择。
We have been made captive because we have a wrong selection.
我们只要重新选择，我们就可以脱离那个被掳的光景。
We should renew our selection in order to get out of this captivity.
这个罗德，感谢神，罗德被掳了以后呢，亚伯拉罕把他救出来。
After Lot was made captive, Abraham came in and saved him.
让我们想，那剩下罗德应该搬家了哈。
Then at this time, we think that Lot should really change his home.
你看，都被掳去了嘛。
After being made captive,
但是呢，亚伯拉罕把他救回来以后啊
，Abraham came in to save him.
罗德还是没有搬家。
But Lot didn't change his home.
他还是住在所多玛。
He still lived in Sodom.
我们常常也是这样。
The same, this is also our condition.
虽然被掳得很厉害
，we've been made captive for in a very terrible situation.
但是还是不肯搬家。
But we do not want to, you know, change our home.
甚至到一个程度
，to such an extent,
神要毁灭所多玛。
The Lord will destroy Sodom.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，他要把这个所多玛毁灭。
The Lord told Abraham that he will destroy Sodom.
结果亚伯拉罕就求为了所多玛求神。
So for this purpose, Abraham asked God.
神就差遣天使要把罗德救出来。
The Lord sent angels to save Lot.
罗德想不想出来
？Did Lot get out?
如果你读圣经的话，罗德不想出来。
But Lot didn't want to get out of Sodom.
结果那个天使啊。是拉着罗德出所多玛的。
Rather, the angel pulled Lot out of Sodom.
那个圣经上说罗德迟延不走。
But the Bible said Lot delayed.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等可怕的一件事。
It's a very, you know, terrible situation.
罗德是一个义人呢。
Lot is a righteous man.
圣经上说罗德是一个义人呢。
The Bible said righteous is a Lot is a righteous man.
他是神所拣选的一个人呢。
He's been chosen by God.
他是像我们这样的一个人呢。
He's like one of us.
但是因为他拣选了约旦河的平原
，But because he has chosen the place of Jordan，
到了一个程度，天使都没有办法把他拉出来。
To such an extent, the angel even cannot pull him out of Sodom。
感谢神，天使的力量还是大一点。
But praise the Lord, the strength of the angel is better。
所以后来罗德被拉出来了。
So Lot was pulled out。
照理说，既然被拉出来了，这下罗德应该回到迦南的，对不对
？After being pulled out of Sodom, he should go back to Canaan。
罗德没有回去迦南呢。
But he didn't go to Canaan.
他就住在一个小山的上面。
He lived in a small mountain.
圣经上告诉我们，他后来有一个后代叫做摩押。
Rather, the Bible tells us that he has a descendant called the Moabites.
最后呢，他的后代在圣经上就叫做摩押的人。
And this descendant is called the Moabite.
他们跟迦南地就没有份了。
And they have no part in Canaan.
他们住在迦南地的外面。
They are living outside of Canaan.
这是给我们的一个警惕。
This is a warning to us.
当他在那一天在约旦河旁边做了那个选择，
when he was in the side of Jordan making a selection.
他选择了约旦河的平原。
He has chosen the plains of Jordan.
他一再一再做了错误的选择。
He keep on making a wrong selection.
最后他就在神的心意之外。
Lastly, he was outside of God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要求神来光照我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord really shine upon us.
我们知道神对我们伟大的一个拣选。
We know God has made a great selection on us.
但是我们是否来拣选他的旨意呢？
But are we selecting his will and purpose?
还是我们拣选约旦河的平原？
Or are we selecting the plains of Jordan?
我们是不是活在一个被掳的光景？
Are we living in the condition of being made captive?
这有一个很简单的一个方法。
It's a very simple way.
就是我们来拣选神。
We should select God.
我们主要需要在两方面来拣选。
We should make a selection in two aspects.
头一方面在我们生活的方面。
Firstly, in our living.
另外一方面，在我们侍奉的方面。
Secondly, in our service,
我们需要来拣选一个生活。
We should make a choice in our living.
今天我们可以在地上有很多不同的生活的方式。
We can have different kind of living patterns in the world today.
但是我们需要来拣选一个生活，让我们能够与这个世界分别出来。
But we should make a selection of kind of living we have that we should be separated from the world.
我们需要来拣选一个方式，让我们能够成为一个活在祭坛上面的人。
We should choose the kind of living that we should be always upon the altar.
因为如果我们不是这样的话，我们不能够达到神拣选我们的目的。
If not, we can not obtain the purpose of God in choosing us.
当我们做这样的拣选的时候
，If we make such kind of a selection,
从表面上我们好像会有损失。
Outwardly, we might have some loss.
这可能。这是一个原因，我们常常不愿意做这样拣选的一个原因。
Maybe this is the reason why we don't want to make such kind of selection.
我们好像要丢弃一些事情。
It seems that we will be losing.
保罗在腓立比书说这样的话。
Paul in
腓立比
in Philippians he makes such a statement.
他说我丢弃万事。
He said I drop all things.
我想我们弟兄姊妹读到这些事情就很害怕。
When we think verses we are so fearful.
哎呀，丢弃万事。
Just to drop everything.
还是没有什么事可以留在我身上。
It seems that nothing will be left for me.
但是你今天要继续读下去了。
But we should keep on reading the Bible.
我光是读到这个丢弃万事，我们都觉得很害怕。
To drop everything is so fearful.
但是那句说，为要得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
那个后面那句啊，比前面那句重要多了。
It's another part of the verse is more important than the first part of the verse.
有的时候好像要从我们身上。来夺取一些东西。
It seems God is taking away something from us.
唯一的目的是要把一个更好的给我们。
For the purpose of giving a better thing to us.
神要我们舍弃一些东西。
The Lord wants us to lose something.
要我们有一个更大的得着。
That we might have a greater gain.
那句话的原因就是我们丢弃万事乃是为了要我们得着基督。
We will lose all things in order to gain Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要做一个选择。
Today we should make a selection.
我们是选择那个万事呢，还是选择基督
？Are we selecting the things in the world, or are we selecting Christ?
这实在是很好的、很简单的选择。
It's a very easy selection.
因为基督乃是胜过万有。
Because Christ is over more is everything.
所有天上地下一切的丰富和权柄都在基督的里面。
All the riches in this world today is in Christ.
这是一个简单的选择。
It's a very simple selection.
但是呢，是需要被圣灵开启
，But we need to be revealed by the Spirit to us.
当神开启我们的时候，这个就是一个简单的选择。
When God opens this thing to us, then we will make a selection.
另外，我们在拣选我们生活的时候，我们实在要注意，我们是不是能够成为他的产业。
If we are selecting the part of our living, we should think that how can we be his inheritance.
神老师告诉我们，我们都是神的器皿。
Today, the Romans says that we are his vessel.
他说这个器皿。都是用泥土做的
，and this vessels are made of clay。
然后呢，有一些成为见证的器皿，有一些成为非见的器皿。
Some are made vessels unto honor, some are made vessels unto dishonor。
为什么有些是贵重，有些是卑贱的
？How come some are honored vessels, some are dishonored vessels？
他们都是用泥土做的
，all are made of clay。
也不是说有些是用泥土做的，有些是用金子做的。
It is not that some are vessels are made of clay, some are made of gold。
都是泥土做的
，but all are made of clay。
那贵贱贵重跟卑贱从何而起呢
？So what is the difference between honor and dishonor？
圣经上告诉我们，乃是看这个器皿盛装的东西是什么。
But it depends upon what does the vessel contain？
这个器皿呢，如果是装着神丰盛的荣耀的话，就是荣耀的。
If this vessel has been contained with God's glory, then this vessel is a vessel unto honor.
如果这个器皿呢，装的就是这个地上的事情的话，这个器皿就是卑鄙。
But if this vessel contains the things of the world, then this vessel is a vessel unto dishonor.
所以我们要做一个选择。
So we should make a selection.
我们都是一个器皿。
All of us is a vessel.
我们到底里面要盛装什么东西呢
？What should we contain today?
到底我们每天忙忙碌碌是装进什么东西呢
？So this every day, what do we contain?
我们是装进神的丰富和荣耀呢
？Do we contain God's glory and His riches?
还是我们装进这个世界上的万事
？Or do we contain the riches of the world?
这是一个重要的选择。
This is a very important selection.
因为这个要决定我们将来是一个贵重的器皿呢，还是一个卑贱的器皿。
Then this will cause us to conclude whether we will become a vessel unto honor or unto a vessel unto dishonor.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，我们需要做两个选择。
In our living, we should make a selection.
一个是我们要万事呢，还是要基督
？Do we want the things in the world or do we want Christ?
一个是我们这个人到底要承装什么东西
？Or do what things do we want to contain?
那我们连日这样过去以后
，As we are living on this earth，
我们里面什么东西增加了
？What things increase in us？
这是关于我们生活的。
This concerning our living。
另外，我们在侍奉上我们需要拣选。
In our service, we should also make a selection。
侍奉神最重要的一件事就是知道神的心意。
The important thing in serving the Lord is to know His purpose。
一个人不知道神的心意，就不能侍奉神。
If a person doesn't know the purpose of God, then we cannot serve Him。
我们每个人都很盼望我们能知道神的心意。
Every one of us has a will in order has a desire to know His will。
特别是我们遭到难处的时候。
Especially when we are in difficulty。
那我们就来问主啊，你的心意是什么
？Then we want to ask Lord, what is Your purpose and will？
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们特别知道要来寻求神的心意。
When we are in difficult situation, we want to ask, what is your purpose, Lord?
事实上，我们常常都要来寻求神的心意。
Every day we should ask for His purpose and will.
怎么样我们能够知道神的心意
？How can we know His purpose and will?
好像是一个非常大的心意。
It seems it's a very big title.
但是有一个简单的答案。
But there's a very simple answer.
圣经上说，敬畏神的人。神就要将他的道路指示他。
The one who feared God, then the Lord will show His way to him.
一个敬畏神的人，神要将他的道路指示他。
The person fear God, then He will show His way to him.
今天我们在地上要拣选做个敬畏神的人。
Today we should be on this earth. Today we should be a group of people who feared Him.
我常常觉得我们不够敬畏神。
We feel that we do not fear Him.
我觉得自己不够敬畏神。
It is not enough for us to fear Him.
我也觉得弟兄姊妹不够敬畏神
，and we feel we have not enough ability to fear him。
什么叫敬畏神呢
？What do you mean to fear him？
敬畏神就把该神该得的归给他。
To fear him is to give the Lord the thing that is due to him。
归该归给神的东西要归给神。
All the things that is due to God, we will give it to him。
这叫敬畏神。
This is the meaning of fearing him。
我们常常不能这样做到。
Today we cannot do such thing。
我们常常偷窃神的时间。
We try to steal the time from God。
该归给神的时间我们没有归给神。
The time that it should be given to God, we steal it from Him.
我们把那个时间用在自己的身上，就是偷窃神的时间。
We steal God's time in order to use it for our own purpose, that is not to fear Him.
这就是不敬畏神。
That is the meaning of not to fear Him.
我们不敬畏神，我们就不能够知道神的心意。
If we do not fear Him, then we cannot know His purpose and will.
另外，我们常常宁可迁就其他的事情，我们不能够迁就神。
Many times we draw near to other things rather than drawing near to God.
我们常常在生活里面会碰到这样的事情。
In our service, we will meet such a situation.
我们能够迁就我们的孩子。
We will draw near to our children.
我们能够迁就我们的工作。
We are drawing near to our job.
我们能够迁就很多很多的事情。
We are drawing near to many things.
但是我们就是不能迁就神。
But one thing we do not draw near to Him.
这就是不敬畏神。
This is the meaning of not fearing him.
不敬畏神，我们就没有办法知道神的心意。
Not to fear him is the purpose of not knowing his will.
要侍奉神的人需要知道神的心意。
As a person wants to serve him, we should know his will.
这是我们需要做的事情。
This is the thing that we should make a selection.
我们需要做的敬畏神的人。
We should be a person who fear him.
最后讲到侍奉。
Lastly, we speak of service.
讲到侍奉，我们常常有一个推诿的借口。
In the service, we always had an excuse.
我们常常向神说主啊，我没有恩赐。
We keep on saying, Lord, I don't have the gift.
我没有恩赐，所以不能侍奉。
I don't have the gift, that's why I do not serve you.
因为我没有读经的恩赐，所以我不能在读经聚会侍奉。
It's because I do not have the gift in reading the Bible, that's why I do not serve in the Bible side.
我因为没有这爱心的恩赐，所以我不能够做联络。
I don't have the gift of love, that's why I cannot coordinate.
弟兄姊妹，服侍不是一个恩赐的问题。
To serve is not a matter of gift.
服侍这个节选的问题。
Service is a matter of selection and choice.
是你要不要节选做一个服侍的人。
Whether you want to be a person who serve or not.
是从神的方面来讲是这样。
In the point of God, point view of God is the same thing.
如果神不节选你，你不能够侍奉神。
If God doesn't choose you, then we cannot serve him.
从人的方面来讲也是这样。
In the point of view of man, it's also the same thing.
如果人不节选神，人也不能够成为一个侍奉的人。
If a person doesn't choose God to serve him, then we cannot serve him.
保罗在罗马书讲了一句话。
Paul in Romans he speak of one of a statement.
这个礼拜五我们查经的时候我们读到。
In reading the Bible we can we have seen it.
他说我心里所愿
the thing which I would.
他说我向神所求的
the thing that I ask from God.
是要以色列人得救。
Is that the Israelites might be saved.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个服侍者。
This is a person who served God.
弟兄姊妹。我们心里面所愿的是什么事情？
What is the thing that is in our heart?
我们心里面所求的一件什么事情？
What is the thing that we ask in our heart?
我们所愿跟我们所求跟神的旨意有没有关系？
The thing that we want, the thing that we ask, is it connected with God?
如果我们所愿跟所求跟神的旨意没有关系的话，
If the thing we want and the thing we ask is not related to God,
那我们不是一个侍奉者。
Then we are not a person who serve God.
不在乎你的恩赐。
It's not according, it's not because of your gift.
也不在乎你的能力。
It's not because of your ability.
也不在你的教会里面的地位。
It's not because of your position in the church today.
在乎你的心所愿和所求的。
Rather, it depends the thing that you want in your heart, the thing that you ask in your heart.
我们今天可以来拣选。
Today we can make a selection.
我们来拣选我们要侍奉什么。
We should choose what should we serve.
圣经说人不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
The Bible says we cannot serve both God and Mammon.
罗德 的失败就在乎他想两边都得到。
The failure of Lot is because he wants two things.
这是一件不可能的事。
This is an impossible thing.
罗德需要做个选择。
Lot should make a selection.
他到底是要迦南地呢还是要约旦河？
Whether he wants the place of Jordan or the land of Canaan.
我们今天也是要一个选择。
Today we should also make a selection.
我们要选择侍奉神呢还是侍奉马门？
Do we want to serve God or do we want to serve Mammon?
如果我们在神的面前选择神的话
，If in the presence of God we choose God，
所以神就要完成他的心意。
Then God will fulfill His purpose in us。
我们开始就讲到神爱我们。
The beginning we say God loves us。
那实在是我们一切力量的来源。
Then this is the source of all our strength。
神实在是爱我们。
God loves us。
我们常常要在神的面前求一个恩典。
We should ask a grace from God.
就是我们来明白他的爱。
That we might know His love.
我们可能觉得我们明白了。
Today we might feel that we already know.
但实在是来说，没有一个人能够明白什么爱。
But really we cannot really fully know His love.
就是所有蒙恩的人加起来都还不能够明白什么爱。
All the redeemers gathered together cannot know fully His love.
这个爱就在基督的身上向我们显明了。
And this love has been in Christ in order to express this thing to us.
我们为什么能够选择神？
What is the
How can we choose God?
How can we choose God?
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
因为他爱我们的缘故，我们才能够选择他。
Because He loves us, that's why we choose Him.
因为神的借着圣灵将他的爱常常浇灌在我们的里面。
May the Lord through His Spirit always pour out His love in us.
让我们在每天生活的里面，我们能够来拣选神。
That in our daily living, every day we can choose Him.
在我们的侍奉的里面，我们也能够来拣选神。
And in our service, we can also choose God.
谢谢，谢谢他的。
May the Lord bless His word.